USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China recorded its weakest growth rate in more than 2 years, a measure of the cost imposed on the world's second largest economy by Beijing's COVID-19 lockdown lasting roughly 3 months. China's GDP expanded at a 0.4 annual rate in the April to June period. Saudi Arabia announced new rules Friday that will allow commercial planes from Israel to fly over the kingdom, a gesture to President Biden as he's flying in today from Israel. In one of the highest-profile gubernatorial battles in the country, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams is leveraging a vast amount of money. Unfortunately for Georgians, most of the money is from out of state. Despite all that money, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is maintaining his lead over Stacey Abrams. A TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
As the Mexican drug cartels have a free run at President Biden's open border policy, the fallout is the vast amount of fentanyl now in the United States has drastically dropped the price. Unfortunately, the lower price still has the same death results.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, over a dozen, maybe two dozen young people, contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today is National Give Something Away Day. Gift small things to strangers and make the world a better place. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
After calling the regime in Saudi Arabia a pariah while running for president, Biden is meeting with the Saudi crown prince today.
Well, I think the president was very clear that human rights are always on the agenda when he meets with foreign leaders. I think that he was very clear today that that the human rights are central to his foreign policy. They're certainly central to who he is as a leader, and he will not shy away.
That's John Kirby, coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council. President Biden justifies his meeting after evidence points to the regime killing an American journalist.
I always bring up human rights, but my position on Khashoggi has been so clear. If anyone doesn't understand it in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else, then they haven't been around for a while.
More shark attacks off the East Coast.
Two people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the fourth and fifth shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks.
He's a little shaken up, as you can imagine, but we believe he's going to be okay.
County Executive Steve Maloney. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. Experts say the increase in the number of sharks is a sign that conservation efforts have been successful. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.